still rest. Beth, look. There's nothing on the other side of it. We've made it. We're at the top.
But we can't be there. The dad of the Dorlin left. He didn't say anything about a rock peak. He said the top was a plateau, a snowfield where the glacier started.
Come over here. Look. There's the snowfield down there.
You mean...
He never really reached the top. It's a double peak, and he never even saw this spur. We're the first to climb Latino.
What if that's true? If he lied about it... Sam, something just occurred to you. Testinook.
Yeah. He could be Dorlin. His body was never found, and with his face gone, no one would recognize him. He got the job here at the weather station. And has been living here to protect his secret.
And he killed my father. He's been getting up here in his place. Sam, what are we going to do about him?
Our first job is going to be to get down.
The last leg, darling. Here's the west wall. I'll just make this rope fast.
My Scott.
Beth. Look there.
A man. Frozen in the ice.
Look at that beard. The skins he's wearing. The stone-tipped spear in his hand. There's the god whom the natives tell legends about. A prehistoric hunter that was frozen in the glacier 100,000 years ago.
Van, if we can get him out, get him back to civilization.
We will. We'll come up here tomorrow with Ferguson. But now start down the rope. Wait for me on that ledge just below there.
Yes, Van.
Coming. Stand clear.
Ben, this isn't a ledge. It's the mouth of a cave. And back there, look. Metal cylinders.
Liquid air. So that's how Scotty died.
I don't understand you.
Your father brought them up here to freeze and preserve anything he might find in the glacier. Like that hunter.
When Scotty climbed up here yesterday, Dorlin sprayed the stuff on him. He was dead, frozen solid before he hit the ground.
Van.
Let's get out of here fast. Come on, down the road.
Yes, Van, but you come too. It'll hold us both.
All right, come on. Easy. The rope's swaying badly. It seems to be slipping.
You're not slipping. I've been trying it.
Van is catching, Nook. He's up on top of the cliff.
Dorlin! Dorlin, don't stop!
Oh, you know who I am, eh? And you probably guessed the rest. That I lied. And I didn't go to the top. And I killed Blair and Scotty to keep them from discovering it. Just as I'm going to kill you.
Dorlin, for heaven's sake.
It's my mountain. Mine. While I live, the world will go on thinking that I was the only one that ever climbed it. At this last one knock, and you'll die. One scoundrel.
What's that?
An avalanche. It's shouting like that started it. It's going
to...
It's coming down the snowfield. Hold tight and pray that it clears us.
And then the overhang saved us. It went up past us. Van, what happened to Dorlin?
Swept him over the edge. He's down there under a million tons of ice.
But there on that ledge. Look.
A stone-tipped spear. The one the hunter frozen in the glacier had in his hand.
The avalanche must have carried him down, too. The Chinos has finally come down from the mountain. He had to wait there. Frozen in the ice for 100,000 years. But he finally got his quarry, Dorlin.
That was the tale of the hunter from beyond. The hunter from before time and history. Of course, you've heard other stories where it took a long time to bring a criminal to justice, but have you ever heard one before where someone waited 100,000 years to get their man?
Patience may be a virtue in some things, Raymond, but certainly is not.